My name is Lori Isley. I'm farm with my husband and my son Jacob on Sunrise Farms in Lenawee County in the Western Lake Erie Basin. We're simply a cash crop farm. We raise about 500 acres of corn and about 550 acres of soybean.
Lori, for the 2017 growing season, a lot of farmers were delayed with planting. How were you affected as the start of the season, maybe some of those first season issues?
We were able to get some corn in very early, and then we had about 3 weeks of wet, cold weather, so that just kind of sat there. And then we did have a couple of really beautiful weeks there after that. We were able to get most of the rest of the crops in, and we're very happy right now with the uniformity of the stand that we have. We are, however, had about a half inch, just under a half inch rain a little over a week ago, and would really like to have a little bit more. So we're somewhat dry, but there are areas in the county that have had a significant amount of rain. It's been very spotty.
When it comes to some of that delayed start, has that led to any weed or disease issues to start off the season?
We have been able to spray all of our corn and beans, and we were also, we put on spring anhydrous, so we got our anhydrous on as far as our fertilizer needs. So that hasn't impacted that. We'll probably be going out today to scout the fields a little bit and see if we have any other issues that are arising because of the dry weather.
At this point in the growing season, what are you really looking for, and how much rain and when do you need it by to really kickstart that crop off?
Any time would be great. Today would be wonderful, but it's not looking terribly stressed just yet, but we'd like to have, ideally you want to have, you know, an inch of rain or so a week is pretty wonderful if you're on sandy loam, which we are. So it can drain it pretty readily, and it just, the crop just takes that right up.
When it comes to the remainder of the growing season, you know, looking for rain and other issues you're affected with, what are some of the other decisions at this midpoint in the season that are really impacting the business or you're keeping an eye on?
Well, certainly we're watching the markets and wondering what's going to happen with some of the trade agreements and how that's going to impact what it is. We understand that there have been a lot of soybeans planted this year, so that's probably going to have a negative impact on what prices will be. But just trying to watch for any rallies that might come along and take advantage of those with pricing, and then certainly trying to keep an eye on any weed issues that might come up. We do have some, we certainly deal with some of the resistant weeds like Marisail. So those are some of the things that we'll keep our eye on.
Well, Lori, thank you so much for the crop update for this week. Any last thoughts to wrap us up with on this season?
Not that come to mind right now. We always start out optimistically. Every farmer does, I believe, and we're happy to have the crop in the ground. There are a lot of people that had to do quite a bit of replanting in our area and throughout Michigan, I know, so we feel very thankful that was not something that we had to do. Right now, we're really happy with the stand we have in both corn and beans.